Hare Krishna, it's really overwhelming to see so many devotees for this Disappearance Day celebration of His Holiness the Mahakrishna Maharaj. I mean, I just had a little desire and we weren't expecting so many of you to join us. And I also want to specially thank His Holiness Indradanda Maharaj, His Holiness Bibi Govinda Maharaj, His Grace Mukundadatta Prabhu, and all of you for coming, and all the devotees who made this possible. This is the first time when a festival related to the Mahakrishna Maharaj happened in Pune. It's very special for me, and it's all of you made it possible, so thank you very, very much. I'll be reading the offering that I wrote for His Holiness the Mahakrishna Maharaj, and it's a little long, so I might not be able to read it all by myself, and if I get too tired, then my sister will continue. And I've named my offering In the Moon's Light. My dearest Gurudev, please accept my most humble obeisances at the dust of your divine lotus-like feet. All glories to your life and soul, Srila Prabhupada. All glories to your charming smile, which never fails to make me smile back, no matter how upset or disturbed I am. All glories to your merciful glance, which always tells me that you are filled with only one emotion, that of deep love for all of us. All glories to the beautiful sound of your voice, which has the potential to pause the entire world and make it believe in Krishna. All glories to your loyalty to Srila Prabhupada, which never lets you accept anything that is spoken against Srila Prabhupada and Krishna. All glories to your extraordinary intelligence, which even today, in the middle of a very difficult problem, makes some devotees say in reminiscence, "If only Tamal were here." And all glories to all that in you, which I will never be able to fathom and properly glorify. Yet another disappearance day has come. Year after year after year, 17 years have passed. But of course, it hasn't been so much for me. I was very busy learning to walk and talk as a baby when you disappeared from our vision. I guess I was too busy wanting to live a life without you. Little did I realize that one day, when I would turn 16, and my eyes would look for you desperately, you wouldn't be there anymore. 2.5 years back, that day arrived, when I was crying and crying for you, but you were nowhere to be seen. But had you really left? Do you remember the very first letter I wrote to you on September 3rd, 2016, feeling helpless as never before? I could hardly sleep that night. Everyone says you're intense, but that makes your love for us and our love for you also very intense. That evening when I was writing you, I think I felt even more helpless than, at least as much as, I did when I was 7 and weeks after a biopsy I had had in my right thigh. The doctor was removing the many stitches and squeezing the unwanted blood out of my skin. I was screaming. Mummy and Ashwara Didi had to leave the room. They couldn't see my pain. But this evening when I had just realized how important a place you hold in my heart, or better said, how much you fully own my heart, I wasn't sure if any amount of screaming would help. I spent minutes, hours, days and weeks simply looking at your pictures, thinking that maybe you'll speak, maybe you'll move. Remember those late night letters I would write you almost every day after everyone went to sleep, because I felt that now I could talk to you as much as I wanted? Remember that look in my eyes which accompanied me for many months when people would ask me about you and all I wanted to do was hide you from them Because I didn't know what to tell them. I didn't know how to put you in words. And all those tears that kept rolling down my cheeks for months. And finally one night you came in my dream to tell me that you care, that you're not able to serve properly because I am crying for you. That dream made me upset at first. I felt you wanted to take away even my right to cry for you. But gradually it helped give my tears the shape of service. Service and separation. Some experiences completely change our lives, and this was one of them. Remember that fork of noodles I threw on my plate because I just didn't want to live without you? And how that night on our way to Vrindavan, I was continuously begging the Dham to give me you because I was sure you were in Vrindavan. And how on our very first evening there, we came to know about your home there. Remember how I would come to your room in Vrindavan every single evening for the 3 weeks we were there, even though I had constant fever the whole trip? I came there because I really wanted to be with you. Remember that day when I was so upset that you had left me that I had stopped talking to you? And that afternoon in Mayapur, but the first thing I wanted to do on getting there was to go to your samadhi. I had been desperately waiting to be there. Most interestingly, despite so many visits to Mayapur during my growing up, I did not remember seeing your samadhi even once, even the slightest. And that day when I reached and I saw the beautiful red stone covered with sunlight covering you, the you I had been dying for. The you I really wanted to be with. I had reached that you. But I still couldn't see you because that red stone was covering you. And that's the first time I remember feeling that my heart was shattering into many, many pieces. My heart was sinking. I was speechless. And all I could do was breathe heavily. I stayed at your samadhi for not even 3 minutes. And asked Aishwarya Didi to take me to the next one, His Holiness Gaur Govinda Maharaj's, and then to the next one, His Holiness Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj's. Do you remember how I was looking at you from His Holiness Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj's samadhi, and tear after tear started dropping from my eyes? The only thing I wanted to do that time was get up from my wheelchair, walk to your samadhi, and be able to see you come out. Bring you back to life. But how could I bring you back to the life you had never left? How could I bring you back to a life that you were still living? I was 4 years old when I met His Holiness Bhakti Charu Maharaj for the first time. He was the first one to make me experience how it is to have a loving relation with a pure devotee. He is the foundation of who I am today. I've learned countless things from him about life and devotional service. But there was one thing that I'd always been hearing of, but somehow missed learning in my relation with him. Our acharyas say that there is no difference between the appearance and disappearance of Vaishnavas like you. Both are equally beautiful, like sunrise and sunset. But what follows is much different. After sunrise comes a day filled with broad, bright light, where everyone feels protected and at home. But after sunset comes a dark night, quiet and sometimes scary. I never liked nights. When I was little, I would always get afraid when it started getting dark every evening. I would want to hide myself in my world of artificial lights. But artificial lights were never able to satisfy me. Now I realize that I was doing a mistake that whole time. And years later, when you had entered my life, and even though I had started liking the darkness of night, I was still repeating the same mistake. What was that mistake? Faith. Trust. Faith can move mountains. It was Draupadi's faith in Krishna that made him save her while Duryodhan was harassing her. It was the Rajavasi's faith in Krishna that kept them alive for 100 years when they were feeling so much separation from him that they could die immediately. It was Sri Advaita Acharya's faith in Krishna that made Lord Chaitanya appear. It was your faith in Srila Prabhupada that helped you serve his movement in separation for 25 years, from the time when you were so tenderly attached to him that tears were flowing from your eyes like a fountain, so strong that they knocked your glasses off your eyes when he disappeared. And it is my mother's faith in Krishna that has saved her from shattering, despite the many times my major physical crisis have tried to separate me from her. Love and devotion are incomplete without faith. Faith is the foundation of any relationship. With faith comes a broader perspective. With faith comes endless possibilities. With faith comes great hope. When I was little and was afraid of the night, my mistake was to not have faith in the sun. Not have faith that the sun would not leave me, that the sun would come back, and that it was still here, even in the darkness of the night. And years later, when my eyes didn't want to blink, not wanting to miss the sight of you, when you would reappear, having some pity on me, I did not have the faith that you were still here, waiting for me to see you. You had disappeared from this world. The sun of your physical presence had set. And all I could see now was a very dark, scary, lonely night. Both these times in my life, I did the mistake of not looking out the window into the night sky, which had a moon beautifully shining, spreading its light into our lives. I did the mistake of not realizing that the moon reflects the light of the sun. Something that I've always been hearing of, but missed experiencing fully in my relation with His Holiness Bhaktichara Maharaj, is that spiritual life is unlimited. Time, place, circumstance, all this cannot obstruct our ever-increasing connections with our Gurus and with Krishna. I think with His Holiness Bhaktichara Maharaj and all the others, I always felt that they are physically present. And so what's the need of trying to find them in their unlimited forms? With you, I did not have an option. And that turned out to be a great blessing in disguise. In my life, there have been many instances when I found extremely beautiful experiences, emotions, realizations hidden in the seemingly most difficult times. The outcome of such times is so sweet and heartwarming that all the struggles feels worth it in the end. This material world has a system which none of us can change. Death. It's the surest thing here. And even when there is no death, there are limitations, physical limitations. We can't be at all the places we would want to be at the same time. We can't be with all the people we would want to be with in the same place together. We can't do all the activities we would want to simultaneously. Fortunately or unfortunately, we are controlled very much by the material energy. But we are fortunate spirit souls getting to practice this Krishna consciousness, a process full of mercy at every step. And we are not in any way supposed to accept the limitations this world offers us, especially when it comes to our relationships with Guru and Krishna. And this is what you have made me experience in the last 2.5 years, limitlessness of spiritual life. You have made me experience that you can still be seen, still be heard, still be felt. And if there is one thing in the world that I believe in, as much as or maybe even more than my not being this body and my being the soul, is that you have not left. That you are still here. That you still read the letters I write you, still hear the words I speak to you, still accept the frustration I vent on you, that you still cherish the fights I fight with you, still take my stress away so I don't end up crying. You still look at me when I look at you. You still watch over and protect me. You still answer every question I ask you, solve every problem I go through. You still give me surprises. You still let me be with you whenever I need you the most and even when I don't. And you still, despite all that the world tells me, make me believe that you are still here, that you have still not left. And this is why I don't like your disappearances, because they pull me out of my inner world, out of my reality, and force me to believe in the reality I really don't want to. And here's something more that I have learned from you. Why wait for our gurus to physically disappear before we can start experiencing their mercy in unlimited forms? The guru is already unlimited, and it would only make our love for him deeper, our faith stronger, our connection better, and our Krishna consciousness much more beautifully progressed if we all try to always feel the presence of our gurus in our lives. Yet another disappearance day has come. Year after year after year, 17 whole years have passed now. But we can never be separated from you. Because just like light from the sun, water from the ocean, fragrance from a rose, sweetness from a mango, and love from a heart can never be separated. We can never be separated from you. Whether the sun rises tomorrow or not, we can never be separated from you. Thank you for never leaving and for always being present with us, for us, and flooding our lives with the love and beauty you are filled with. I pray that we can always find you with us, closer as never before, making our lives sweeter than ever before. Yours, with a faithful, grateful heart, Madan Mohan Mohini Dasi.